Welcome, beautiful. I am Marusia, and I go by Twerk Priestess as well. I am creatrix of the Tantric Rebellion movement. This is my story of the magical birth of Tantric Rebellion. I was born in Russia and raised to be a classical piano prodigy by my parents, who were dedicated, unconsciously, to mold me into a persona of their vision. I do not blame them, by the way. It's okay. I was very much under their wings until we moved to America and I entered my teenage years and began detaching from their influence. I was attracted to the polar opposite of what my parents always wanted me to be. I wanted to be around gangsters, trap music, drugs, and most importantly, I wanted to find myself. This self-exploration led me to a series of traumatic experiences. Because I had no idea who I was, how to stand up for myself, what my boundaries were, how to say no, and in general, I just did not understand how to navigate this world. The main point of trauma for me was sexual shame. As I desperately wanted to find myself, I wanted to fit in and be liked by cool street dudes who were quickly to take advantage of me while I had no concept of saying no and was too naive to comprehend how society views girls who freely give in to sexual experiences. In no time, I became the hoe of the high school, the town, the county. Somehow, I became the point of hatred for most girls around me and a target of domination for the boys around me. I was absolutely unaware of how to navigate such environment, considering that while that was happening, my family was on the verge of disowning me, so I had zero support. At first, my fire was very strong. I kept my confidence and allowed the hatred and the judgment to fuel me. However, after consistent social outcasting that I experienced, I began to develop severe anxiety. When I would get into a relationship during my high school years, the person that I was with would constantly remind me of the slutty reputation that I had and would use that to shame me on a regular basis. Throughout my teenage years, I would fluctuate from feeling insecure and uncomfortable about being judged and shamed to a complete detachment and confidence, knowing that I was the subject of conversation in all of these people's mouths. By the time I turned 18 and was graduating, I was so fed up with being hated, talked about, used, laughed at, that I completely shifted my expression and I decided to fully embrace the hoe and embark on the journey of bad bitch and dark mother. I was devoted to revenge. This revenge consisted of seducing men, having them fall in love, and then cutting them off. At this point, I detached from having any kinds of feelings. I also wanted revenge on all of the hate and outcast that was caused by the women around me, so I had no care to seduce somebody's boyfriend or husband. Very soon, I dove into sex work. This was the perfect career for someone with a reputation and a portfolio like mine. I became a stripper and a sex worker. Again, I still had very little boundaries, so I was the perfect target for the entitled narcissist. From the age of 18 to 20, I was trapped in a downward spiral of self-destruction. I was in a relationship with a psychotic wannabe pimp while I worked in strip clubs. I was absolutely numb. I don't even know where my soul was. Clearly, this was a karmic relationship from past lives with all kinds of cords and attachments. It was literally a trap. I was drowning. There were seldom glimpses of light that somehow I grabbed onto and pulled myself out. It was a painful experience. It felt like my higher self was pulling my wounded, weak human out of the depths of hell. When I got out of that trap, I was extremely weak and depressed. I knew that I could never go back to that person, nor that consciousness. However, it was still very hard to cut all the cords that had me connected to him. He was working hard to put me down. There were many threats that came from him following my escape. I was contemplating the point of existence. During this very difficult time, I could not see the point of this life. Simultaneously, I was calling out to get a glimpse of magic being real. I needed to see the proof that there is more to life than just the cycle of loops and programs that I was seeing all around me. I was beyond committing to any religion because I just could not resonate with any of it. I needed to see and feel that magic was real. Within weeks, a person that I was growing close with, who turned out to be my beautiful twin flame, told me about his supernatural experiences. This day was the turning point for me. It was the doorway into my awakening. Ever since I got that proof that magic is real, I embarked on a journey within myself, and there was no longer any other greater meaning to life for me than the unraveling of my self-awareness. As most people who first wake up to their soul, I was picked up and carried by the waves of collective consciousness into the New Age community. I dove into shadow work, witchcraft, priestess arts, plant medicine, rituals, moon magic, and began learning from other spiritually awakened souls. Even though I explored the New Age community, I did not stay there for too long because of my innate inclination to keep asking questions, not fit in with the mainstream, and swim deeper. I continued following my intuition, and as I was exploring, I found out that a lot of New Age teachings are actually hijacked by the fallen entities and do not reflect the law of eternal life. It made sense to me that New Age is a finely decorated trap for newly awakened souls. It is false light. Yes, there are many truths in it, which makes it appealing to humans. However, it has been infiltrated with distortions. I knew that I am meant to access the truth in its pure form, without any decorations nor distortions of it. I realized that the first couple years of my spiritual awakening was a rehabilitation time for me to rest and prepare for my actual mission on Earth. While I was in this rehabilitation zone, everything felt blurry. It was a higher frequency, but it was blurry and unstable. Now that I reflect on it, when I began awakening, I disassociated from 3D. Yes, I was still in 3D, but I began disassociating from it as a consequence of all the trauma that I experienced prior to my awakening. Naturally, after drowning and numbing darkness for so long, and then for the first time seeing a light in the end of the tunnel, it is understandable to just run towards that light without looking back. And this is what happened. As soon as I began sensing higher frequencies, I grabbed onto them, and for 3 years, my feet were not touching the ground. I was chilling in the disassociating clouds of New Age spirituality, completely avoiding the ground below. Eventually, I felt stuck, floating around in the clouds. I felt like I was going in circles and that I was missing something. This is when I fully committed to serving my soul purpose under the law of eternal life. Only after I made this commitment, I began receiving practical guidance. I was shown that I had no foundation and that I actually had to bring myself back on Earth to face everything that I left behind and to build my foundation. The more I was facing the reality, the more I could see how I wouldn't have gotten anywhere if I kept floating up in the clouds of disassociation. I saw how I have been avoiding the reality of this 3D realm on Earth. I was running away from this world. It was not a soft landing. I crashed back on the earth, which required some adjustment. After my rehabilitation time up in the clouds of higher frequencies, it was a saddening experience to be back in 3D. First, I wanted to run away again. I was nearly depressed being aware of all of the filth that the finite beings have been creating on this planet for centuries. I had to reawaken myself to my purpose. As I was sitting in despair of my awareness of what they are doing to deteriorate humanity, I finally asked myself the question, what am I creating here? What am I doing on this planet? Fuck what they're up to. I need to focus on my genesis and my mission. This was a turning point for me as I was being prepared to build my foundation. Now that I stopped disassociating, I was ready for full-on mentorship with my higher self. When I began consciously working with my higher self to build my foundation, I knew that this meant coming fully into my body. I was not even aware that I have not grounded in my body yet. This whole time, as I was in the beginning phases of my ascension, I really thought I was grounding in. But in reality, I was very much avoiding myself. I was smoking marijuana daily, looking at the world through the pink stoner glasses. Now that I was really focused on returning into my body, I saw myself entering my subconscious. I saw myself enter the dark, foggy forest of my subconscious in search of myself. The forest that I was afraid to enter up until this point. From here on, things get really mystical and interesting. I began seeing the connection between my dream world and the 3D world. The dreams represent our 3D reality and symbolism. In 3D, I am consciously figuring out how to build my spiritual foundation. In my dream world, I am running through the dark, foggy woods in search of myself. It is the same thing and is happening simultaneously, just different representation. My higher self began guiding me in building my foundation by showing me that I need to awaken my masculine. I realized that I have pretty much put my masculine to sleep after being traumatized by this world. So I started calling in my masculine, saying that I trust him to protect me and to provide for me. As I'm calling my masculine in 3D, what is happening in my dream world, aka my subconscious, is that I am running in these woods towards the calls of my own voice in 3D. So my own voice is guiding me to find myself. Realizing this was very trippy and exciting for me. My main focus was to bring my masculine in, so I kept asking, how do I wake him up? I am tired of being unstructured, undisciplined mess. I need my masculine to wake the fuck up. I received guidance that changed my whole life. This. My masculine is my consciousness. I am my masculine. My masculine is literally me. It is what I create here every moment. It is my structure and my architecture. I am my architecture. All of a sudden, my eyes turned within. All of a sudden, I am not looking on the outside for some external masculine. This realization was one of the most self-empowering realizations I have ever had. This was the beginning of my consciousness entering my body. In my dream world, this was represented by me in the woods, finally finding the home. Home is a representation of the body. So my masculine, my consciousness, found my home in the woods. The path to this home is covered in branches, and the home looks almost abandoned. But this is why I am here. I am going to transform this home and rebuild a luxurious architecture. Now that I am here, facing the entrance into my body to meet with my beloved soul, I understand my mission better than ever. This process of ascension is sacred rebellion itself. It is the mastery of dark arts of this realm. It takes true devotion to your soul to embark on this journey of embodiment. To define it, I am a rebel. I am a rebel in the name of eternal love, sovereignty, and freedom. This is what I am here to accomplish, as well as assist you on your journey of ascension. This is how Tantric Rebellion was birthed through me.